It was pretty late evening when we reached London town. As we passed through the greatest streets that led to our inn, the noise of the coaches, the crowds of foot passengers, in short, the new scenery of the shops and houses, at once pleased and amazed me. But guess at my mortification and surprise when we came to the inn and our things were landed and delivered to us, when my fellow traveller, Esther Davis, who had used me with the utmost tenderness during the journey and prepared me by no preceding signs for the stunning blow I was to receive, all of a sudden assumed a strange and cool air towards me, as if she dreaded my becoming a burden to her. Instead, then, of proffering me the continuance of her assistance and good offices, she thought herself, it seems, abundantly acquitted of her engagements to me, by having brought me safe to my journey's end, and seeing nothing in her procedure towards me but what was natural and in order, began to embrace me by way of taking leave. Whilst I stood stupid and mute, which she doubtless attributed to nothing more than a concern at parting, this idea procured me perhaps a slight alleviation of it in the following harangue. That now we were got safe to London, and that she was obliged to go to her place, she advised me by all means to get into one as soon as possible. That I need not fear getting one, there were more places than parish churches. Left alone, absolutely destitute and friendless, I began then to feel most bitterly the severity of this separation, the scene of which had passed in a little room in the inn. And no sooner was her back turned, but the affliction I felt at my helpless strange circumstances burst out into a flood of tears, though I still most perfectly perplexed how to dispose of myself. One of the drawers coming in added yet more to my uncertainty by asking me, in a short way, if I called for anything, to which I replied innocently, no, but I wished him to tell me where I might get a lodging for that night. He said he would go and speak to his mistress, who accordingly came and told me, dryly, that I might have a bed for a shilling, and that, as she supposed I had some friends in town, I might provide for myself in the morning. Being ashamed to acquaint the mistress of the inn that I had no friends to apply to in town, I proposed to myself to proceed the very next morning to an intelligence office. There I counted on getting information of any place that such a country girl as I might be fit for, and where I could get into any sort of being before my little stock should be consumed. And as to a character, Esther had often repeated to me that I might depend on her managing me one. Nor, however affected I was at her leaving me thus, did I entirely cease to rely on her, as I began to think, good-naturedly, that her procedure was all in course, and that it was only my ignorance of life that had made me take it in the light I at first did.